Episode 1834, A Little Generosity Goes a Long Way.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign. Happy day. How are you doing? Can you believe it? It's already the weekend. And I know you're probably already looking forward to next week going, have you seen my schedule? Take a deep breath. It's Relationship Builders Day. It's all about building a strong foundation in your marriage because a little generosity goes a long way. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what if you could do something for your marriage that would give you the greatest return with little effort? You've heard of ROI, right? Return on investment. Well, you know what? A little generosity goes a long way. Now, that's not giving you permission to think you can do a little for your entire marriage. Oh, no. But what it says is that the little things matter. And sometimes we don't think about the little things. We feel like we have to do always the big things. We have to get the big presents. And that doesn't mean the big presents that cost a lot of money, but something big that stands out, that's something different. Have you ever watched like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, right? Everybody's trying to outdo somebody else. You look at proposals now. You look at even when there's baby announcements, right? It's all about bigger is better and how to outdo someone and do something different and unique. But what happens if we just take a moment, a pause? A little generosity goes a long way. You see, generosity in marriage is vital. If you want to bulletproof your marriage, one way is by being generous. Generosity shows that you are thinking of the other person first, making them a priority. No matter who you are, everyone wants to feel wanted. Don't you want to be someone else's priority? Of course you do. Yes. When listening to couples who have lived more than 25 years together, well into 72 years or more together, all say communication and some form of generosity has played a part in their marriage, not just surviving marriage, but thriving in it. The cute thing is they all described it in their own way as to how they were generous to their spouse. They all had a unique way of showing them how they loved that person. Think about while dating. You know, most couples do this kind of thing, right? They're very kind and thoughtful acts. You're trying to win each other's heart, so you go above and beyond. You watch for the little things, right? You're on the lookout. But after being married, maybe it's 1, 2, 5, 10, 15 years, life gets in the way. Bills show up, children, activities. You know, you're traveling every other weekend, it seems like, on a soccer tournament or a baseball tournament. How can that not get in the way? But the kind and thoughtful acts that were happening while dating, they disappear or become next to nothing because something or someone has more of your attention. How fair is that to your spouse? Now, I know maybe right now you're thinking, but how fair is that to me? Maybe I'm doing the little things, but I'm not getting the little things done. We need to take a page out of the Bible. Jesus says to love each other as I have loved you. It's not about keeping score. It's not about saying, well, if I do this, then you're going to do this in return. No. In fact, generosity, what? Comes from a heart of no expectation from the other person. You're not sitting there calculating their ROI. What's my return on investment if I do this? No. Plus, I want you to think about this. Think how generous God has been with you. Forgiving you when you didn't deserve it. Providing a little extra cash to get you through the week until payday. Loving you when you have been a pain in the neck. Oh, yes, you know those times. Just a little unbearable. God performs small acts of love for you so you can perform small acts of love. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Perform small acts of love. You don't have to have a lot of money to do this. No. What you do have to have is a little heart, your heart. That's the cool thing about small acts of love. It doesn't take much, except it does take your effort and your heart. Plus, remember this, generosity is not about what you get out of it in return, right? It's not about the ROI. It's about loving with no strings attached. You're not expecting anything in return. You do because you can. Did you hear me? You do because you can. Small actions pay big dividends. If we would only take that to heart, maybe some of our marriages would end up a little differently. So what are some ways you can perform small acts of love? Well, I've got four for you today. Number one, speak sweet words. We are so good at speaking sweet words to everybody else. You can see a stranger and compliment them and have never met them before, but you will have a full conversation and make them feel awesome. But man, your husband walks in the door and you are reaming him up and down. You're complaining about how he left the shoes out and how he didn't pick up this, how he forgot to grab this on his way home. Why? Speak sweet words. Sweet words are honey to the heart. That's what we need to think about. You want your words to be honey to the heart when it comes to your spouse. So think about your vocabulary, the language that you use. I know for me, when our children were much, much younger, I was under a lot of pressure as a mom, partly because of the pressure I put on myself, partly because, yes, my husband's expectations, and the other part, well, I had five kids, and it was a little crazy. And I was homeschooling them. And I had no family around to say, Grandma, can you take the babes? No, they couldn't. They weren't there. And it's not their fault. We did what we had to do. But I can remember those moments where, man, I would be so sweet. A girlfriend would call and want to talk to me. And, oh, I would talk and I would listen. And I would just, you know, spew nothing but kindness and love over the phone. But then my children come in and ask me for something. And it's like, rawr! This monster mama comes out. Why did I jump down their throat? There was no need to. My husband comes in later. And it's like, what do you want? I'm tired. What are we having for dinner? I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. I've been whatever it is. And I'm, you know, give him a full laundry list of what I've done. He's already walked out the door before I even got halfway through. That doesn't help a marriage at all. So you have to think about speaking sweet words. Your words need to be honey to the heart. Number two, extend forgiveness and give grace. You are not perfect, and neither is your spouse. You will never be perfect, not even as a couple together. But we have to be forgiving, and we have to leave judgment for the birds. Okay, not literally on that. But what I'm saying is a lot of times we find ourselves making assumptions and we perceive a situation before we really even know the facts or before we ask the right questions. We just jump to what? Judgment. Why are you jumping to judgment? How about leading with forgiveness? So extend that forgiveness. Give grace because you need grace too. And remember, Jesus said, love each other as I have loved you. So speak sweet words, extend forgiveness, and give grace. And number three, express your affection. This might be holding hands. It could be a little peck on the cheek, all the way to a full, wonderful, beautiful sharing of an intimate evening. That affection, though, people are like, ah, we just don't have time for, you know, the full-blown intimacy thing. I just don't want to go there all the time. I don't have time. We're tired. You know, we're lucky. Maybe, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks. Okay, that's between you and your spouse. But what about the little things? What about when you sit down to eat dinner? Maybe holding each other's hand to pray, to bless the meal. Maybe when you're laying in bed, as you're falling asleep, you hold each other's hands. I know for me, when my nights are a little bit longer than my husband's, because I still get up early with him, but he gets up early too. We're up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh yes, it's an early day here in our household. And so we're moving and grooving. The kids start getting up anywhere between 5:15 and 5:30. And then you have everybody else going. So, you know, we're a party no matter what time of day. However, for me, sometimes I stay up later for various reasons. One, I had too much to do during the day and I'm still doing some stuff at night. So my wonderful, beautiful husband of mine will go to bed. And I'll finish up whatever I'm doing just for a little bit, but I sneak in there before he dozes off. And I give him a kiss and I tell him I love him. And I tell him, you know what, I'll be in bed as soon as I can, as soon as I finish this. And there are times I'll climb into bed and I'll go and I'll just put my hand on his shoulder, not doing anything. But you know what? I know he feels me. He may not be able to acknowledge me because he's sleeping, but he knows I'm there, that I am present. There are other nights that I'll be reading a book and he'll be watching his videos. And we just sit there and hold hands. How sweet is that? But we forget these little things. We did it all while we were dating. But what happens? Do we just throw affection out the window? No, I don't think so. We just get tired. We come up with other excuses. We're not on the lookout as to what these small acts of love that we can express to one another. So express your affection. Find something unique. I know for me, and I've shared this before, I love writing little notes on the mirror. It's just wonderful. And guys, if you're listening, don't just get flowers on major holidays like Valentine's Day that's coming up. No, surprise her when it's not Valentine's Day. And it doesn't have to be a dozen roses. Get one, two, or three roses. Write a sweet little note that says, I love you just because. Do you want to know what will happen? I promise you, her heart will melt. Same thing, women, as you are serving your spouse, your man. It's important to say, okay, what can I do to serve him? Maybe you leave a little card, a special card, and you drop it in their briefcase. Or just grab a post-it note and a Sharpie and write something and leave it on the dashboard so when he gets in the car to go off to work, there it is, your message. No, not a text, something handwritten, something that took extra effort that says, you know what? I love you, babe. The little things, they matter. Something fun I love to do when my husband travels is I sneak things in various areas. So I know where he gets into his briefcase. I know what he finds and how he goes about if he's going to a conference, what it looks like. And so I'll stick little things in different places. I'll even pack him like a goodie bag in his suitcase so that when he opens it up, there's just something there for him to munch on when he's in the hotel room. A couple sweet treats or something that he doesn't have to go find for himself because he's, you know, basically shut in that conference area, which is a hotel, and he's not going to leave and he doesn't really want to pay the hotel prices for, you know, vending and snack machines. So think about those small things that you can do that says, hey, I love you. And finally, number four, perform small acts of kindness. These are the little surprises. They're what I call the just because notes. No reason, it's just because. You're mine, and I want you to know that. And they could be anything. Like I was telling you about leaving the little snack bag in his suitcase. It could be writing notes up on the mirror. It might be simply a quick phone call. You know he's coming home. Maybe he sends you a text and says, hey, I'm out the door. I'll see you soon. When you know he gets on the road, maybe you send him you actually call the phone and he answers, yeah. He's expecting what? You want something. And you say, babe, I just wanted to hear your voice. I missed you. I can't wait to see you. I want to give you a great big hug when you get home. He'll be like, what? Okay, seriously? That's all? He'll probably have a little bit of hesitation in his voice because he's expecting you to say, would you mind stopping to get? Or would you be willing to go pick up? Oh no, it's just, I love you, babe. How cool is that? It brings a smile to his face. Speak sweet words, extend forgiveness, express your affection, perform small acts of kindness. All of these small acts of love will help in building a strong foundation in your marriage. However, be sure you are doing it with the right heart. If you're doing it because you feel like you must, then the small act of love will fall flat. I promise you, your spouse will know the difference. So make sure your heart is right. Make sure you're not just doing it to get that return on investment. No, it's generosity. Generosity starts in the heart. You have to believe it in order to give it. So let your heart give with a smile of appreciation, for a little generosity goes a long way. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.